that the Rishus, the Rishkailal, the Yugalite, and all this Chasheva crowd that came tonight. So the topic tonight is about Bishul. Bishul is actually a very interesting malacha versus most malachas. You do the malacha yourself. You carry your talis to shul, you cut the mango off the tree. In the case of Bishul, you generally, the standard case of Bishul, you don't do it. You just put a pot on the fire, and the fire is actually cooks for you. So it's a unique malacha in that sense. So we learned tonight that there's really four situations in the broad of the Gemara. There's the if somebody cooks with fire, that would be an Issa Deiraisa. That's or told us or something that was heated by fire. Pashtas is also an Issa Deiraisa. Some Rishonim hold it's only Asa Midrabanan. How the Asa the Gemara needs to be addressed. And then there's if somebody cooks with the sun itself. So that would be Mamash Motel Lachatchila. They say, I think, Rommel's troops, when they got almost to Eretz Yisrael, they were frying eggs in the sun. And then there would be Toldus Chama, something that the sun heated would be Aser, would be only Aser Midirabanan, as a Gzeira Atu Toldus Or. That means because you don't know if this item was heated by fire or heated by the sun, so therefore we Aser anything heated by the sun. So it was a little bit frustrating trying to prepare, because you knew coming here that everything we're going to say is going to be Aser, so what's the point of going through it? But we'll come up with a few interesting nafkaminas. It's also kedai to understand how the Paiskim got there. So the big shaila, of course, is about the microwave, and the microwave is totally the Iker in the Rashi that was on the page. Rashi says, what's wrong with Chama? Rashi says, why is Chama not Bishul, only Be'or? So Rashi says, because Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. So the Neidib Yehuda asks, why is the Neidib Yehuda, the Neidib Yehuda explains, it's like any other malacha, that you're not doing it in the regular way, so therefore this is not the tzura of the malacha, the way it's supposed to be done. So the Gleital asks that every malacha, if you do it in the not normal way, is asami derabanan, right? The Mishnah says if somebody carries his lollipops in his socks, so then he would still be asami derabanan, even though you're doing it in the not regular way. So even though Rashi's saying that cooking with the sun is not the regular way, but it should still be asar midirabanan. So the Gleital says a very, very big chiddush. And he says that in the case of the lollipops, when you get to shul, the lollipops are still the same lollipops. The palyotz of the malacha, even though you did it in the not regular way, you did it kalacha yad, I still have the same malacha. I did the itzah is still there. Masha'en Kain says the Igletal, if when a person cooks in the sun, it's not the same result as cooking. It's not the same result as cooking with fire. And B'makim says the Igletal, any malacha that you're going to do with a shinoi, you're going to do kalacha yad, and the palyotz of the end result is not going to be the same, the Igletal says, would taka be mutter, wouldn't even be asami derabanan. According to this, l'chaira, cooking with a microwave, which is seemingly like the sun, you're using some other form of heat, would l'chaira be mutter according to the Igletal. Rav Moshe, the tshuva on the back was a hard tshuva. We were supposed to skip to the last paragraph. Rav Moshe says that Rav Moshe says Pshat and Rashi is that anything that's the normal way of cooking would be included in the Issa Deiraisa of Bishul. The interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe is that Rav Moshe's tshuva was written in 1971. And Rav Moshe says at the time that microwaves are going to take over the ovens. People are going to use the microwave, and it cooks better than ovens. And this is the future of cooking, is going to be with the microwave. And then Rav Moshe says if it's a regular form of cooking, avada it's Issa Deiraisa. The Paiskim avada matmiya, we see today that it isn't so. I don't have a microwave in my house, and we all know that nobody really cooks with a microwave. Maybe water or popcorn, but that's pretty much it. So Rav Moshe holds that cooking with a microwave would be mamish and Issa Deiraisa. Rav Moshe, we mostly reheat. But it's not. Right, but it's not. It's not the regular derech to cook. It's not the regular derech to cook. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemingly goes with a middle of the road derech here, and Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say that anything that could be misconstrued with this, where the heat came from would be aser midrabana. So therefore, anything like a microwave, which it's cooking, although it's like the sun, it's some other form, it's not fire that's cooking it, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would be included in the gzeira of Toldos Chama, and it would be aser. Another interesting shaila that comes up, it's not so negei in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, they have the Dud Shemesh, they have the solar-powered water heater, right? And so this is another discussion in the Paiskim, the Tzitzel Yezer, the Arletzian, and others, I think Chacham Avadi, they want to say that being that the sun is cooking the water, so therefore it would be Bishul Bachama, and it would be actually mutter to use the Dud Shemesh on
Shemesh.
What? These places say that the sun does cook the water. It's a little bit of a mitzvah shiloh. It's really totally. If a person puts a pot of water outside in the sun, and the sun beats down and cooks the water in the pot, but it, the sun cooked, but it was also with the assistance of the pot. Is that going to be called bishul bechama that the sun cooked? Or because in a sense, there's also the medium of the heat that the sun generated in the pot. Is that called bishul with toldos chama? So this is part of the shaila. So Baker, it's a machlokes. These paiskim that I mentioned before are matir. Other paiskim. What?
Bishul bechama is only mutter if the food is not in a container.
Or it's in a container that plastic. Won't assist. You put in a plastic or styrofoam that it won't assist.
What did the Gemara
mean? The Gemara. I don't know. It's a kasha. I don't know. Maybe on your roof. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. So the Gemara. So the Oisrim say that the Dud Shemesh, it's not only that the heat of the sun is cooking it, but the sun itself with the rays is somehow making the however the apparatus works, it's actually causing it to cook. It's the solar is creating energy that's cooking it also, and therefore that avada would be awesome. There is something called a Vitamix. The Vitamix is a very high powered blender that can mush, make anything into soup. And so besides for these, the Isser of Teichin HaShabbos, and it would be Moilid because you created a new entity out of a solid, you turn into a liquid, but I never saw it, I never used it, but seemingly it can mamish give you hot cooked soup. So what's the halacha there? So lachar b'taloi also in this shaila. So according to Rav Moshe, it's definitely not a regular way of cooking soup. So Rav Moshe wouldn't hold that it's bishul d'raisa. So according to the Igle Tal, it's lachar would be mutter because there's no medium in between. It's not like it was heated by something else. It's the friction, the heat of the machine itself that's cooking it. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, lachar b'aser midrabbanan. Another shaila that comes up is the magnifying glass. The Paiskim discuss if a person wants to cook something with a magnifying glass, if that would be aser or mutter. This from the Shabbos Kachasa speaks about it. There used to be something called on the market called a labriyot. What do they say? Some are mutter, some are aser. You could have imagined. So it is a shaila. It's the same shaila that I'm using the sun, but I'm also using the magnifying glass in between. They're not. The Paiskim are not so quick to be mutter. Okay, so I know I'm the one that always Hoxin in the middle, but if people hoxin, then we're not going to finish. So then the other shaila is the labriyot. There was a young man came in Lakewood to take smicha, so on Hilchas Shabbos. So he sat down. He's waiting for some shaila, a shver b'ralach and Hilchas Shia, whatever. And the Boichin tells him, well, could you make a labriyot on Shabbos? So labriyot basically was that you're going to the Grand Canyon, instead of eating just, you know, potato chips and pretzels, so they made this, meatballs and spaghetti that can actually sit on a store shelf, not in the fridge or freezer, for 2 years. And you can actually cook this in the following way, to have actually a hot meatballs and spaghetti in the Grand Canyon. And the way it worked was, if they're still around, was basically you poured water into some sort of container, and the water triggered some sort of chemical reaction that mamish cooked. Your mamish had a hot meal in the middle of nowhere.
They were popular in this neighborhood after Wilmot.
Okay, so the Pesach want to say that this is going to be considered told as chama because the water is really triggering a chemical reaction in the chemicals. So it's actually the chemicals that are becoming hot, and that's what's actually doing the cooking. So that would be aser. So that would be, well, it doesn't have to be chama. The point is that anything that was heated by anything else, right, by another medium, which you don't know now where the heat came from, if it came from the sun or it came from fire, would be included in the Isser of told us chama. Okay, now the shaila is like this. Where do we have, if you put your pot on the stove, where do you have fire? So if you have gas, fine. But let's say you have electric, there's no fire there really, it's just a hot piece of metal, the element. So where's your fire? So the answer is, the Rambam holds that if you take metal and you make it red hot, that has the din of Eish. That's out the Rambam, and that's why our fires, that's how we look at it, that the fire is the din of Eish, and therefore the pot on the stove would have a din of Eish. Mamash told us Eish, all coming from there. So Shlomo Zalman says that when he was a young man, he asked the Chazon Ish the following shaila. Many things that we have today, even a crock pot, a hot plate, and things like that, the element never really gets totally hot. It never turns fully red. If it never turns red, then it's not Eish. If it's not Eish, then seemingly you should be able to cook with it on Shabbos. You should be able to turn on your crock pot on Shabbos. Rishon Zalman l'shitas, as we discussed before, would hold that it's an issa derabbanan, but l'chayr, according to the Eglei Tal, it would be motor. According to Rishon, either way, it would be awesome b'day raisa, because it would be a normal way of cooking. So the Chazon Ish answered him like this, that the same way we have told us or that the or the fire could give birth to something else, so do we have, if it can have a baby, then so do we have Eber or that the fire that could be pregnant with the fire. And therefore Chazon Ish says a chiddush atzum, that alone, that the electricity has in it, the element has in it, that it technically could have fire, Eber Eish, big chiddush. So he holds that would also be awesome in Deiraisa. So Shlomo Zalman says that he was young then, and he asked the Chazon Ish, he says, like, don't you need like one of the Rishonim to say such a chiddush? Chazon Ish said, no, you don't need a Rashba to say it, it's pashut. This is what Chazon Ish told Rishon Zalman. So Rishon Zalman said that he didn't understand it. He said, according to his understanding of electricity, the electric current runs, and when it hits something that it can't get by, it creates more and more heat. And he doesn't see where the fire is until today. He blibes Tzarchin, he doesn't understand this Chazon Ish. I just wanted to say three more points. The first one is that the Karanoi declares every Kli Rishon. What's the Isser of a Kli Rishon? So we're discussing Bishul Be'or would be Mamashi taking, you know, a hot dog and you're roasting it over the fire. And that would include putting a pot on the fire. Your chicken soup on the fire would be included in Bishul, be Mamash, that would be Or. That would be Or. When you take the pot off the fire, that would be Toldus Or. The food inside the pot has a din of a Kli Rishon. So this needs to be addressed, exactly what would be Kli Rishon and what would be Toldus Or, because there are Rishonim that hold that Kli Rishon is only Darabanan. So according to them, what exactly is the case of Toldus Or needs to be addressed. So that's the Karen Oyer declares every Kli Rishon, is it always the food inside the pot is even though it's off the fire is considered also because it's Toldus Or, or because it's a Gzeira Atu Toldus Or. That's the Karen Oyer declares. The Arsameach asks a very interesting question. We all know that Kli Sheni is not mevashel. If a person puts something in a Kli Sheni on Shabbos, he's not chayiv. Why we can't do a lachatchila is because we either chayiv for kaliyah bishul or it looks like cooking, but with zecher no cooking in a Kli Sheni midai raisa. So now a person takes a cup of water from his urn, so the cup would be a Kli Sheni. So we say you're not allowed to put something inside the cup that it could cook, something raw. So the question is, but if it's a Kli Sheni that we hold that Kli Sheni is not mevashel, you're not going to be chayiv. So the Arsameach asks, l'chayr, this water was cooked on the stove. It was cooked with fire. It's a toldos or. If it's a toldos or and you cook with it, you should be chayiv midiraisa. Who cares if it's in a klisheni? Asay frek dar sameach. So dar sameach says a meridig chiddush that he wants to say that the same way we have this concept called kayach kaychai. Let's say you kick a ball that shoots another ball out into rishus harabim. It's the kayach of my kayach that did it. So therefore, in that case, you would be potter. So he says so too. The klisheni is the kayach of a kayak, and therefore it would not have it wouldn't be considered toldos or anymore. To which the Rav Vosner, Shevet HaLevi, asks, he says, there's no shaychus. He said, in the case where I kicked the ball, so then my kick kicked the first ball, and the fact that the ball hit another ball is not my mice anymore, so it's not there anymore. But in the case of the klisheni, this very water was on the fire. And the fire cooked it, and therefore it's mamish told us or, and therefore he doesn't understand what our Sameach saying to be mechalad. The halacha lemaisa, what comes out from the whole shir, what's a negeya, all these different things, lemaisa, everything's asa anyway. So two nafkaminas. First of all, if a person's stuck and he doesn't have a choice, you're allowed to tell a guy to do an isidur abanon to have one hot dish per meal on Shabbos. So it'd be negeya, using these different things to, if it's an isidur abanon, you can have a guy, you'd be able to have a guy, pashas, you'd be able to have a guy cook something in a microwave for the tzarech of Yesuda. Another nafkamina is b'negeya b'diyevet. If chas v'shalom, somebody did cook something in a microwave, or somebody made his labriyot, or whatever it may be, so in the situations where it's an isidur abanon, we're makel b'diyevet on maisa Shabbos on a durabanon. So therefore, if a person chas v'shalom did it, when it would be an isidur deraisa, it would be also even b'diyevet. And when he did it, if it was only, if it was only when it's only Durabanan, then it would be mutter.
What about Bishal Akhman be held away to do this Durabanan? Then Bishal Akhman, who's cooking the half dish?